I know a woman who is rather outstanding, and I'll tell you about her this morning. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I know a woman who is rather outstanding. Of course, I know a lot of women and a lot of men who are very outstanding. But this woman comes to mind just yesterday as I was recounting a few of her achievements. And I'm not going to spend time recounting those achievements with you today, because if I do, we'd spend all of our time recounting her many achievements. But this woman involved herself in her community. She decided that she was going to be part of her community. And she married a very wonderful man who worked with her and enjoyed many of the same things she did. And she became involved in the community center, and she taught classes in guitar, and she taught classes in piano, and she did everything she could to make the community grow and to make the community center grow. And then, one day, she thought, I'll have a little newspaper. A little newspaper just for our community here of Campo itself. Just for the East County here. Nobody seems to be touching just upon who we are and the wonderful people that we have here. And this area is quite large, quite beautiful, and quite amazing. There are plans to put the major international airport out here. There are plans to do all sorts of things. And they're running the freeways through here, and they're running this. Well, then Neff decided she and her husband are going to put a newspaper out. And so they put out a little sheet, and they ran it off in a very inexpensive mimeograph type way. In fact, they ran it off too expensive because they had too much color in it. And they were using color ink, and they were using all these things on the printer, on a copy machine, and that was quite expensive. But they had enough advertising dollars to pay for that, what they did. But it wasn't that. They started out from the very beginning giving the very best of everything. They were the best in the news. They were the best in all things that they could do. They covered everything beautifully. She and her husband went everywhere. They met everybody. They wrote about it in the publication. They involved themselves in so many wonderful things. They were just really having the time of their lives. And then day by day, as they continued with their dream over the years, or just a few years, but over the years, they developed a publication that they can be very proud of. Many-page tabloid newspaper that reaches out to the community. And it carries all the news that goes on. And their writing, from the time they began writing to the time of today, has improved with such dignity and such grace, such charm, such beauty. Their writing has shown itself to be utterly amazing. And everywhere I look, everywhere I turn, everywhere I see, people are talking about their publication. People are referring to their publication. People are referring to the publication because it tells the facts. It tells the news. It is not an axe of some particular group to grind. It's just a community-interested group. And she has nobody to thank for this except the community and herself, because all she does is to do her very best. And as she does her very best, what started out to be a very innocent, very unprofessional little publication, she brought it forth into being a super professional publication equal to any newspaper anywhere. If she were to enter her newspaper into the newspapers of the world for their contests of outstanding publications, she would be right there among the top, if not right on the top itself. Because her imagination, her dream, her desires, her goals are for the community. Her goals are to share the magic she has within her, the belief that she has within her, that this is a good community. Campo is a wonderful community. Campo is a magical community. And all the pages of her newspaper spell it out day after day, how Campo is a wonderful newspaper. Campo has a wonderful newspaper. Campo is a wonderful community. Campo is filled with people who care. People who moved out to the far corners of the earth here, to the mountains itself, to be at peace, to live in a community where they can walk around and not fear anything, where they can live and express and share with each other, and each one allowing the other the freedom to be themselves. Living up to the very utmost of the Constitution of the United States itself, freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to be who they are. Well, Lynn Neff has proven to us this day that it doesn't take a lot of anything to do it. You don't have to be a billionaire to do it. You just start out a little and share. And you keep on sharing. And I kind of imagine, if Lynn Neff is the kind of person she is, and she is, this will be but one of the little feathers in her cap as she continues to express more and more beautiful ideas. Who knows what her next magical purpose will be? How long will she continue this newspaper? Maybe forever. Maybe she will keep it on the side and she'll be going on to greater things. Just like our President Obama, he had smaller purposes as he went along. And then all of a sudden, the opportunity for being president came and he leaped at it and became the magical man. What will Lynn Neff do? What opportunities will come to her that she will leap at and become magical at? Because she has within her so much that is yet to be revealed, as we all do. And she's letting it happen. She's not saying no to the opportunities that come to her. She's saying yes. And as she says yes, her dreams realize themselves. As she says yes, the magic of her heart, the magic of her being, floods forth into the world that she's in. Lynn Neff is a noble creature. She's an indication of what anyone can do who sets their heart to being themselves and having fun. This day, recognize that you, yes, you, have the opportunity to be something that you never dreamed possible. You have the opportunity to be something that you never dreamed was your reality. So open up the door to your heart now and watch it open up to the wonderful experiences that lay before you. This is your magical day. This is your magical day. Say to yourself, it is done. And so it is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.